Welcome to Biz Takeouts, Biz Community's sound bite-sized business news to go. I'm your host, Retendo Nyamula. Coming up on the Takeouts menu, Strategic Research and Public Affairs Officer for Westgrow, Karen Bosman.
For the first time in a very long time, Africa is actually starting to speak with one voice, and that's thanks to what's been happening over the last few years with the African Continental Free Trade Agreement.
It's time for Biz Takeouts.
I would love to get some insight into the African Growth Opportunity Act. So what is it and how does it affect us?
So the African Growth Opportunity Act, which most people know as a AGOA, it's not a trade agreement. Lots of people think of it as a trade agreement whereby we get duty-free access into the US market. But it is in fact a piece of US legislation which fits in with their trade and development agenda, and a lot of developing countries have this type of arrangement where you have an internal unilateral piece of legislation saying for these developing countries we're going to give preferential market access. And there's a general one which is internationally called the General System of Preferences. Many developing countries have some type of GSP program. What the US did is they took the GSP program, which exists, and they added extra benefits for African countries, and that is called AGOA.
From the West to the East, there is such an interesting insight and interest into Africa. All of these legislations, all of these laws, all of these trade agreements, how are we positioning ourselves? Do we have a say in some of these trade agreements? And how much of a say, or are we just receiving what is being given to us and agreeing to it?
That's a very interesting question and probably well-timed in the sense that we have been a taker for a very long time because Africa hasn't really had a unified voice, I don't think. For the first time in a very long time, Africa is actually starting to speak with one voice, and that's thanks to what's been happening over the last few years with the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. And now with the developments with the Continental Free Trade Agreement, what you're seeing is you're suddenly seeing this whole continent standing together, and you know, now it's quite a force to be reckoned with when you have the likes of the East or the West coming to you. It's not just one small developing country in Africa, it's suddenly the whole continent. It has one vision and one unified voice.
Looking at kind of a snapshot of industries as a whole, what industries are in a position to have the most benefit from various trade agreements?
At this point, that's interesting. At this point, all of our trade agreements essentially are specifically focused on goods exports and don't yet include a very big aspect in terms of services.
Okay.
So right now, the main beneficiaries would be people exporting goods into those markets. And you can really see how much it helped if you look at the vehicle industry in South Africa and AGOA, and even the EU trade agreement. We managed to set up a very successful vehicle industry in South Africa for various reasons, but one of them being that we have this duty-free access into the US market and the EU market, which it's interesting if you look at our biggest exports to both of these countries, vehicles are very high up. And so that's a national product. If you look at the Western Cape, most of the exports going out are wine and fruit. So at this point, those are the people that are benefiting the most. But if you look at what is going to be included in the Continental Free Trade, for instance, there's a big focus on services trade.
So how would you recommend that one in the service industry take advantage of the fact that services are now becoming quite a big high commodity when it comes to exports?
The first thing that needs to happen is South Africa needs to negotiate its side of the services schedule at the Continental Free Trade Agreement. So basically South Africa has to set its schedule. And translating a service provision into essentially a trade agreement, it's quite complicated. And you look at various things. You look at the movement of the service provider. You look at market access. You look at various different modes of providing that service. And then countries say, okay, we'll open up a little bit on this and we'll open up a little bit on that. So it's quite a complex negotiation, and it's quite a complex way of translating doing business across borders onto paper. But ultimately, it's there for the taking at the moment, and it would be so much more easy for a service provider to be able to just go across the border, mm-hmm. whether you be one person or whether it's a company that sets up somewhere in another country in Africa. In addition to that, if you look at, I mean, the big thing we want to try and build is value chains within Africa. So again, if you can make a better business environment across borders, you'd be able to have much stronger value chains throughout regions. You really want to sort of maximize the ability to have value chains within regions and across borders.
With how connected the continent has become because of technology, how important is it that we have these platforms like Biz Community that aren't just showcasing what's happening in South Africa, but Africa as a continent and our connectivity and the interconnectivity of business, of industries, of services?
I think it's absolutely crucial, and I think we need to all be much more focused on what is happening in the more macro space of Africa. There's so many opportunities. We are part of this vibrant, upcoming continent. The whole world is interested in Africa. And the more we can share ideas across borders, I mean, we can't wait for governments to create trade agreements. It's not the governments that trade cross borders. It's the people that do business with each other. It's the people that need to know about each other. And the more we can engage and talk about it and do it, the better.
And that's a wrap on today's show. Biz Takeouts. Take it where you like it, when you like it, how you like it.